After almost 3 weeks of trying, residents and visitors were finally able to leave Nikolsky. Yesterday, the processing vessel Lady Goodney picked up 10 people from the village of 30. The ship was returning to Unalaska from the islands of the Four Mountains. Captain Christian Flaxfoss only accepted smoked salmon as payment.
Yeah, there was no way I could not do it. And I was there, so hey, the more the merrier. We have one-third of the whole city on the boat.
One of the passengers was Grace Amudik, the health aide who is 8 months pregnant. She says usually people can be medevaced out, but she's not sure what emergency plan would be in place in this situation, where planes can't reach the island because of the ash. Passenger Julia Dushkin emphasized how much an emergency plan is needed.
To me, I think it's affecting them because of we need to have medication out there. A lot of people are running low on their meds.
They haven't gotten mail or freight or fresh food in 3 weeks either. Dushkin says she had tried to leave the island on a different boat, but the owner wouldn't take the passengers because of insurance reasons. Angela LeClaire from Anchorage was stranded in Nikolsky for 3 weeks. She had initially only planned to go for 4 days for work.
Well, I feel like I've just spent a big part of my summer in Nikolsky, so that was a factor in that, and I didn't have my daughter with me, so I had to, she was covered, but I just, you know, not being there and not being able to take care of her was a kind of a big deal for me.
Tina Neal, a volcanologist from the Alaska Volcano Observatory, says activity on Okmok has slowed since the initial eruption, but it's still sending ash as high as 20,000 feet into the air.
But I guess the summary is that it's still erupting, it's still in a highly unstable state, and shows no sign of stopping.
Okmok last erupted in 1997. Another volcano, Mount Cleveland, further down the Aleutian Chain, is also currently erupting. It is unclear when planes will return again to Nikolsky. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.